Getting Yerushalmi, corresponding to Getting Lovely Daf Nun Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph on the Mishnah, Halacha Zayin. Ve'yach Sikwikon Ve'Yehuda Ve'Rugah Melchama Me'Rugah Melchama Ve'Elach Yeshbay Sikwikon. There was no Sikwikon, which is the law of the extortionists, in Yehuda at the time of killing in war of Titus. After the killing in war, there was Sikwikon. How is this? If Reuben bought land from a Sikwikon, after Reuben bought it from the owner from whom the Sikwikon stole it, even the latter sale is null. If he bought it from the owner and then from the Sikwikon, the former sale is valid. If one bought land for a man, means there's a lien on it to pay his wife's kasuba, and later buys it from the wife, the latter sale is null. If Levi buys it from the wife, and later buys it from the husband, the sales are valid. This is Mishnah Rishonim, it's the initial law. A later basin said that when one buys from a Sikwikon, he gives a quarter to the owner. When is this? It's when the owner cannot buy back his land, but if he could buy it back, he comes before anyone else. Rabbi Yehoshua based him in Imnu Shem Shah, Lefnei Sikwikon, Yud Beis Chodesh, Cholakoydim, Likach, Likach, Relation of Baal Mavir. Rabbi set up a based him, they voted and ruled that if the land was with the Sikwikon for 12 months, anyone may buy it. But he gives to the owner a quarter. The Gemara says, "Bereshoina gozu shmad al Yehuda shkein mesoris biyadam me'avosam Yehuda ha'og es esav zichsev yadcha ba'iref oivecha." The Gemara says, initially, Rome decreed destruction against Yehuda because they have a tradition from their ancestors that Yehuda killed Esav, as it says in the bracha to Yehuda, and that's in Bishus Perek Memtes Pasuk Ches. Yadcha ba'ayref oivecha, your hand will be at the neck of your enemies. Hoshim Medan hit him first, but he didn't die until Yehuda hit him. Ayeholchin meshavdin b'hem b'nitlin, sadisihim, v'moichonaisam l'achirim v'hayu ba'alei batim, b'ayim v'tofim, v'ninim alekach, v'haysa ha'aretz chaluta b'yad sikwikon. Rome was subjugating people of Yehuda and taking their field and selling them to others. Owners were taking them back from the buyers, people refrained from buying, and the land was currently in the Sikwikon's hand. If you say, Nimnu melekach, Yeskinu shle yehei Sikwikon b'Yehuda. Enacted, when people refrained from buying, they enacted that there's no law of Sikwikon in Yehuda, rather, the buyer keeps it. Medu ha'murim b'harugim melchama. If you have melchama, aval ha'rugim p'nergu minamelchama v'eilech, yesh b'hem mishum Sikwikon. This refers to people killing during the war and before the war. Those killing from the war and afterwards, there is the law of Sikwikon. Ahugim, Shilifnei Melchama, Loi, Kalach Melchama Hein, the Gemara asks, are those killed before the war not like those killed after the war? Means that both times the Gentiles were not allowed to kill Jews. Epate Shabbat Sikwikon, the Gazal, the Hamas, Loi, Spik Lechtev, Tovoi, Atuyavo Sikwikon, the Kol HaOlam, Loi Tehi Halocha, the Mechse. The Gemara answers that the cases of Sikwikon came and stole, and before Beis Din wrote a document authorizing the owner to take back his field, the Sikwikon means war came to the entire world. The law of Sikwikon should not be halfway, and therefore during the war, they did not apply the laws of Sikwikon even to what was taken beforehand.